part of the series of Shiurim and Mikvos. And I have a new Maisa that happened this week. A new story. Fresh off the press that I was involved with. So but we have to learn the Inyanim and then we could tell you what happened. Okay. So one of the psulim in Mikvos is the psul she'uvim. So that means that if the water was in a kli, then that passels the water. So any water that comes from a kli, in other words, the real mikvah, as we always said, is you dig a ditch in the ground, and it rains into the ditch, and you and it happens by itself. In other words, you dig a ditch in the ground, and it rains. But say it rained into a bucket, and then that water from the bucket came into the ground, into the ditch. That wouldn't be good because it was in Shuvim. And furthermore, if I push the water into the mikveh, that's also a psul. In other words, the water has to, the mikveh has to be a natural happening. So if it's in a kli, so that's possible. And even if it was not in a kli, but it was, if I also, they adam, there was a person pushed it in, that's also psul.
Pushed it in the place was not
mensu. Yeah, we'll get to it, yeah. Right, in other words, what Rav Joseph is saying is like this. The halacha is, and we'll talk about this more in the next year, is that once you have a mikveh that has 40 saw, then you can be marbe kol shuvim shaba'olam. If you get 40 saw of mayim gishamim, and then 1,000 of shuvim can come afterwards, and it'll be okay. It'll be okay. There was once a mikveh that they had somebody who didn't know what he was doing, and he put the shuvim in first. He put the shuvim in first, and then the megisham. And it was going like that for like a good 10 years. So we'll have to see. I mean, obviously, this is not what you do. And I can tell you the other horror stories, but that you can say over. But that's the basic halacha: is that once you have 40 saw of kishamim, then you can be marba. Even you can pour it in yourself. Marba kol she'uvim sheba olam. That's how we paskin. Not every shita holds like that, but that's how we paskin la halacha. And even if you're pouring it, not only that it fell in by itself, you mamish poured it in. Mamish poured it in. It becomes huchshar by the 40 saw. Even though at the end of the day, there's going to be 40 saw of shuvim, of gishamim, and 5,000 saw of mayim shuvim, still, the 40 saw has to come first. If the 40 saw doesn't come first, then nothing doing. So, see, this fella, he had this idea. What was his idea? He said, see, usually the mega shaman, the shuvim we put in is hot. Right? The mega shaman is not heated up, but the shuvim is heated up. So this fellow, someone explained to me, what was this, why did the guy make a mistake? Because he learned from his coffee. He says when he has coffee, hot coffee, so he has the hot coffee first, and then what does he do? He pours cold milk. Right? So that's good for coffee. But if you build a mikveh that way, then Rachmana Litzlan. So that's why he built the thought. You know, and apparently, until somebody figured it out, And they basically realize that it could be like for 10 years it's been going like this. Yeah.
Just to clarify, when we say the kli aspect of it, it could be in a kli, it just can't be put in there via a kli?
No. Any water that was in a kli is pasul. So even it went from the kli, and from the kli it flowed over into the pit, but it was in the kli, so it was shuvim. And shuvim is possible.
But
if
they're not in a kli, that's not considered a kli?
No. If you tovel in a kli, that's the worst thing you can do in the world. So you have a big dumpster, you know, and you can manage fit your whole body in there. So that's a psul daraisa. Because it has to be mayim shebakarka. You see, here, at least, it was in the kli, and now what? It's not in the kli. It's in the ground. But since it was in the kli, it has a psul shuvah.
It's raining in a dumpster. It's raining
memsor.
Then you go into the dumpster to make it feel.
That's a psul daraisa. Because he's being tovel in a kli. So the part of the see, this is worse than shuvim. Shuvim means that it was in the kli, and now it's not in the kli anymore. Now it's makarka, but it was once in the kli. So that's a question whether that's a daraisa or a darabon. But if it's in the kli, and you're being tovel when it's in the kli, say, and you can fit yourself in. That's a psul daraisa. Even if it's raining into the kli, you didn't do anything. Anything. It's raining in the kli. Yeah, okay. Let's assume.
So, but what makes our
mikveh not? Because our mikveh is like. I think Noch Rosenberg put that. That's derech binyan.
Really?
Binyan. In other words, it's part of the. In other words, they plaster it. You know, in other words, in the old days, they just dug a hole in the ground and it rained. Today, we're a little bit more modern. So we plaster it, we cement, whatever. No one goes into the dirt, you understand? So there were achronim that were mistopic, so maybe the plaster itself should be like a kli. But that the poskim say, as Rosenberg pointed out, that that's you're building it into the binyan. In other words, when you build something into the binyan, that's part of the karka. Yeah.
If you have something which is, let's say, on the third floor, so it's kind of attached to the karka, it's not built into the karka.
Right, but the whole thing is karka.
Right.
In other words, sometimes they can build a mikveh. As I was told, the old West Side mikveh was like above ground.
Right.
I told you, Rav Chaim Brisker, he preferred mikvehs above ground. So there's
chila.
Yeah. So shuvim, we're going to see, is a machloikis. If you have the mikvehs rubo shov, kulo shov, that's a question. But if you toivel in the kli, That's the worst thing. But our mikvah today is not a kli. It's in the. There was Nachum Rosenberg pointed out to me there's a law that when you build a building, so you make a foundation first, right? But the way the law is now, you have to put something in the foundation. You put a mat or something that, and then you build on that. So the question is, would that make it a problem of being mechubar lekarka because it's not in the karka? It's in this big plastic insert lining, call it a lining in the thing, and then you build on that. So there's a whole question how you, it must have maybe. Make a hole, and it'll it'll connect through the hole, so it's, you understand, because the question of the legality of building a structure that's direct in the ground, I think that there's a legality about that, about not doing that. Understand? So then the question arises, will that be mafkia, the din that it's mekubel lekarka or not? So that's what the Tosefta, the Torah's Kayanim here on page 1. Hilo Omer Mikveh Mayim Yator Yochel Afil Milei Mikseif Of Osa Mikveh Lachatchil Yator To Omel Omer Ma Mayim Ma Mayim B'nei Shamayim Af Mikveh B'nei Shamayim. So it has to be B'nei Shamayim. So you can't pour in. It has to be B'karka. So the Rambam says here on page 2, Din Torah shekol mayim nosim tovlim b'hem shenemar mikveh mayim mikol mochav vushia b'hem kidei lalos b'hem kidei tefila b'chol gufa adam b'vatsachas. Now the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, Yidivrei Sofrim shamayim eshuvim psulim l'tefila. So the Rambam sheet that, you know, Divrei Sofrim and the Rambam is a whole discussion whether it means the Rabbanan, but Pashas over here it means the Rabbanan. Divrei Sofrim, Mayim Shuvim is Psulim Lutvila. So that's good because that means that maybe it's only a Psul the Rabbanan. So when you talk about that case where the person messed up, so it's still just Mayim Shuvim. And it's still Bakarka. So it's not Bakli. So it could be the Mikvah was Vadai Pasol Midrabbanim. But it's still only the Rabbanim. So this is a discussion in the Poskim. So in Shulchan Aruch it says on page 5, Rachel Gimel. Abraham Sosh Amr Torah Shol Yeshuvim Him Shuvim Psulim Him Kola Mikveh Yeshuvim Pasul Mena Torah Sveikul Chumra Avam Rova Mikveh Kosher Famuat Yeshuvim Ein Elo Midrabanan. So others that disagree would say that if the Mikveh is Kulo Shov Rubo Shov, it's Daraisa, not like what we saw in the Rambam, right? But if it's Rubo Kosher, so you have 21 saw of good water and 19 of bad water, that'll be only Psul Drabana. But if it's Kulo Shov, Rubo Shov, that's Psul Daraisa. That's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin. And the Rambam says, "Bidivrei Sofrim shamayim eshuvim psulim l'tefila." And then there's another din that if gimel lugim fall into the mikvah before you have the 40 saw, that's a psul d'rabbanan. That's v'kul yom is a psul d'rabbanan. So it's the shittas that hold it's a psul d'raisa. It's all with kul shov or rubo shov. So in the okay. So, and if you look at the mechaber here in Sif Dal, it says mikveh she shal ovik lachovim, and mechaber b'mir eschar ein lamin lovik lachovim, how can yesh b'mikveh chofal of saw? So if it's chofal of saw, then you can trust the guy on the. Now, the Shach claims that the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you look in the Shach and Yud Zayin, Ein Kavanas Mechaber Shem Sfeik Nerol, Yusov L'Kamon, Nafil Kul Shov Ein Omid Rabbanu. So he claims, even though from this sif, he doesn't say whether it's the Raisa, the Rabban, or the Mechaber. The Ramah says it's Pasul Min HaTorah. But in Nun Gimel, he says, the Shah claims that it's Mashu from the Mechaber, it's only the Rabban. He says, Abal HaHakshir Mikveh Shov, Mikveh Shalom She'en HaShov. You see, you have one mikveh that's Maim Shuvim, and one mikveh that's not. And they do hashaka. So even the hashaka is very small. El kisara, kosher. There's hashaka normally means you have a hole that's two inches. It's 2 inches. Here it's even kisara. So why is kisara okay? So the Shach points out, because Mechaber seems to hold that the psul she'uvim is only a psul derabbanan. So that's like the Rambam. So it comes out that the Machlokas, or the Shech has pointed out, the Machlokas, Mechaber Ramah, whether Hul Shov and Rubo Shov is a psul derais or psul derabbanan. If it's only gimelugim that fall in before the 40 saw, that's Lukul Yalm is only derabbanan. But once you have the 40 saw, then you can be marber kol shuvim shabbat olam. There's one sheet that says not that way, I think, Rosh Mam, but that's not how, that sheet that didn't even make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so, so let me tell you the story. Listen to the story. Happened last week. So I was at some occasion, and a Rav comes over to me, and he tells me about a mikveh that they're filling up the mikveh. Good. And then he gets a call. Now, how do you fill up a mikveh? You fill up a mikveh from the roof. You fill up a mikveh, the water collects in the roof. And then it goes down a pipe that's not mekabel tumah, and it goes into the bore. So what's the problem? So he says there were workers. There was a problem with the air conditioning. What was the problem with the air conditioning? So the problem with the air conditioning was the problem with the air conditioning. So you needed someone to deal with the air conditioning. So you had a worker or workers that came on the roof to try to fix the air conditioning. So what's the problem? When you're working on a roof, you're walking around the roof, so you're liable that you're kicking water. So when you kick water, what's the halacha? The halacha is, even if you cook the water inadvertently, that's a problem. If it's, you don't have 40 saw. So page 9, look, Lama Tess, page 9, Sif Lama Tess. Sesha Amru Kosha, Eno Osul, the Kabbalah, yeah.
What were they doing?
They were walking around the roof to try to fix the air conditioning. So if there's water on the roof, inadvertently, they were kicking water.
We're assuming that they kicked Kimmel.
You know, assuming, but maybe. You know, if they were, it depends how you can't. Okay. But the question is, you want to build a mikveh lachatchila that is based on no, we don't do those things. So, so he says, "Afilu zilu biyad v'ral, afilu over b'mayim v'nizdalful me'elam v'raglov." So it's not that shot you were kicking water because you wanted to kick the water into the mikveh. It was inadvertent. So, but that's still a problem. So he came over to me.
Well,
that's right. That's the water that they're going to do the hashaka to. Page 9. Sif Lamites. Shekol ha-yidei adam afilu zilef biyodav v'raglav afilu over b'mayim v'nizdalfu me'elem b'raglav v'mikvah paslu. No, exactly. No. I feel over by mind that is doubtful. May a lamb. May a lamb means it happened by itself. Whereas if you're mechavein, that's not may a lamb. That means that you were mechavein. Here says mizdavu may a lamb means that you walk in a puddle, right? You're walking in a puddle and you walk. So you walk over the water, getting, and then you probably, you know, you're walking back and forth on the roof to try to figure out where the. What the problem with the air conditioning is. So, I'm not saying it's likely that there was, but that was the shaila. So what to do? So I asked the Rav, so the Rav was asking my opinion. So the Rav said to me, he thinks that there was probably 40 saw already. But, you know, he thinks. So then I said, there's another halacha called hamshacha. Hamshacha means that if the water goes on the karka for 3 tefachim, so then it loses its status of what? Of shum. So I asked the Rav, is there hamshacha? So he says, yeah. Well, most mikvos, you usually don't put the water in straight. You always go through the hamshacha, you know, and then it goes into the bore. So there's hamshacha. So then when it came over, I looked it up, and then the Shulchan Aruch and Sif, it's not here. Pesvav says if the Gimel Lugim had a hamshacha, even if it was before the 40 saw, then it's okay. Because we don't build a mikvah, you know. We don't rely on the opinion that Shuvim Shem Shikor Kula is okay. But at least like Rav Gutman said to me, at least even according to that opinion, it could knock it down from a Daraisa to a Darabonon. And here, the whole Darabonon, this is a Darabonon, so then the Hamshacha could knock it down from a Darabonon to a Mutar Lagamri. So I said to the Rav, was the Hamshacha? He said, yes. So then I come home later at night. This is after Hasana. And, you know, I just looked inside to check all the, you know, so it seemed that, you know, Shulchan Aruch in Lamites says there's a problem, but in Tezvav, which is not in the packet here, I think, says, but if there's Hamshacha, then it should be okay.
Up until
the road, Right. But when it comes to mikvos, so I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be double sure. So I called up a certain Rav that's an expert in mikvos, double mikvos. So he said to me, he heard what I said. So this Rav said to me that he only has one concern with the whole thing I told him. And that is like this. Take a look. See if we find it. Find this for you. Here, page 31. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Shir hamshacha zu ein pachas megimel tefachim." So you need 3 tefachim of hamshacha. And then the Shulchan Aruch says Memvav, Einam Shachabu Elis Al Gabi Karka. Has to be Al Karka. And then the Ramos says, He Shulchan Einam Shachabu Elis Davka Al Gabi Karka Haroi Levloa. Not just Karka. It's Haroi Levloa. So the Rav said to me, the thing that he's bothered, you see, is that there's a whole discussion whether cement is considered Roi Levloa. So he said to me that L'chora, it's a shayla. So, see, normally we do Hashacha L'chumra. In other words, anything that comes into the mikveh, we want that it should come in through Hashacha. So at least, like Rav Gubin said, you'll always knock it down to at least a Durabon. But here, it's what? It's Meikar Adin that you need the Hamshacha. So the sentence is Meikar Adin, because, I mean, well, it's a suffix, like he said, but it could be that there's a... So then, we have to be a little bit worried that maybe, in other words, we assume, like he told me, like the Marshag says, that even cement is called Roi Levloa, but that's not so simple, you know? Because one could say that maybe cement is not Roi Levloa. Maybe Roi Levloa means Karka Mamash. So the Rav said to me, he said, yeah, with your cheshbon, the only problem I have with your cheshbon, he said to me, is this Ramah. Because if you really need Roi Levloa, you really need Roi Levloa, Medina, you know, this here, we need the Hamshacha Medina maybe. There's all the other cases, we're just doing it in the Chumra, we're doing Hamshacha. Maybe something, but this might be Medina, so then maybe we shouldn't rely that cement is called Roi Levloa. One second. So therefore, he said to me, you know what you should do? Make sure, in other words, stop that this is not going to be the only bore of the mikvah. Because this bore will be one bore, to the bore tefillah, and then there'll be another bore. So just make sure that the other bore that's going to be connected to this bore tefillah won't have this shayla. In other words, that will not have been involved in this shayla. That would have been fine. And then, when ultimately you do a shaka from the other bore to the bore tefillah, so that'll be hushak, and then hushak to what we call, I think, Solushkin is hushak lamushak. You know, that was the board, the pristine board that had the Megishonim come in without the Shaila will be hushak eventually to the board tefillah. Then the board tefillah is hushak back to this one that had the problem. And then we're all good. And then, you know, you don't have to worry because now you took care of everything. And that's how we ended the conversation. So then I called up the original Rav, and I told him, I called Rav so-and-so, this Talmud Chacham, this Rav is also Talmud Chacham, but this, you know, person is very Osek in Mikvaos. And, you know, this was his only concern, and he said the way to obviate this concern is through making sure that the other board that's connected to the word tefillah didn't have that shayla of Aviday Adam. And the mail, that'll be Hushak to the Bor Tefillah, and the Bor Tefillah back to the other Bor, and it'll be Shalom Yisrael. Oh, so it sounds good. Story's not over. Then, the next day, my phone rings, the original Rav calls me up. He says, what time did you call Rav so-and-so? So I said, you know, I called him like 11:15 at night. It's a Hasidic community. When I call the Hasidic people in the Hasidic communities, I'm not embarrassed to call 11, 12 at night because they're first getting started. And, you know, it's not, when I call someone else, you know, it's not their cheres to call it that. When I call my chaverim, Chamidei Chachamim, in the Hasidic communities, so I have no problem calling 11. Some of them, they don't pick up till before 12. So I don't have any problem. So I say, I called him 11:15. So I'm wondering, why is he asking me what time? So then he tells me like this, the Rav. He said, apparently, whoever was Osek in his mikvah also called this Rav. The same Rav that I called. I mean, not so many Bekia, you know. And that Rav told him to empty out the whole mikvah. So, now when I called this Rav, I didn't tell him which mikvah I was talking about. I didn't tell him which... So he told me that it's fine. Now it could be that the other person presented it in a different way, and it didn't, you know, and therefore I think maybe he didn't mention Hamshacha, maybe he didn't mention that, you know, all the things that I mentioned. So it could be like sometimes when somebody doesn't mention everything, and you're not sure whether you just tell him just start over, you know. So Lemaisa, this other person, so that Rav already told him, not realizing I'm calling him on the same mikvah, already told him to empty out the whole. So I think, so the original Rav says to me, you know, you don't want to cry over spilt water, but you know, we I forget what exact number, something around 360 gallons were already, you know, just they spilled out. Because he was, you know.
How long do you usually have to wait for more? And how long do you usually take the boat?
Depends on the season. Depends on how hard you daven. And that was the. So that's a new story. I didn't mention any names, anything, you know. Any of right. So that's what the Rav was calling me. He couldn't figure out. What time did you call him? Because he already paskin on the mikvah that he paskin for you is good. He already so I think maybe I presented it in a different way than this other person. I don't know who that other person was. Apparently he wasn't the Rav, because so it could be it was just a worker, you know. So he didn't know all the maybe then, and he just told, you know, and maybe I presented it in a better way, and then he was willing to say that, you know, it's okay. Just make sure you do a hushuk to a mushuk, and. It'll be okay. So that is a new story. If you want to see the Marshag on page 32, just for the sake of the Mahuza Marshag, Reb Shimon Greenfield, the Talmud of the Baron Shik, who was the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Marshag is Givaldik. He has, you know, he's a person who deals with svaras. You know, he has his own svaras. It's fun. I recommend you learn Marshag. Asher Chasam Malt Kvasas Mashem, Sheshomim Mishmi, the cement who Dover Harod of Loa. You heard in my name. And he asked, the whole Shomim Admiel Zed, the Chush Meid Sheinam Olea. Fakir, you have barrels of wine that are lined with cement, so it shouldn't go into the barrel. So the nearly low market came out to me. He said, "Don't put the blame on me. It's not my kiddush. I was shalti the bekiim. Verulu bechush al pig nisayin echsha cement bolay har be yosef yavanim. The yesh number ofim shall cement shemachasim behem har lonos vein lageshim yored behem mehirat lo shirud mina vadiyan." Yeah, shekhasim alonz shmo asher einam mikri royal of law yachol yos shehu batla zayin askim advarim yimchol bachar v'nishachol b'chim yirat eich shehu bolay kemo kli cheres efshar al yosef poshet l'dayti shekli shashemen shenesra al debinias isser shem al takon al bagol v'lo b'liven hoyol shabala harbe. He says it is bolay. Okay, it is bolay. Okay, so that was a good shot. A couple of things. It's interesting that the back in the Shulchan Aruch about Hamshacha, there's the line about Simon. Where is it? Where is the Chaf, right? page? It was the Hamshacha page? You see what page it is? We just did it. The page that you need Hamshacha. Shir Gimel Tfachim. What?
31?
Okay. 30, let's see. Yeah, 31. So, look at this. So, that's Memhei. So, in Memhei it says, Shiram Shachas Ve'en Pachas Begimel Tfachim. Right? Then, in Memvav, it says, Einam Shachas Mo'elot Al Gavi Karka Al Gavi Tzinor. V'yesh Omrim, the Einam Shachas Mo'elot Al Dafka Al Gavi Karka Ro'el Avloa. But the other shitas don't necessarily require karka royal of law. So the Brisker Rav has a shtickle Torah in Temura on page 35, and he says he thinks that these shitas are machlokes rishonim. See, the Ramah says karka royal of law that comes from the Mordechai. So what's the idea? The idea is that if it's royal of loa, we view it as if it's like became into the karka and now it's coming out. It's like panim chadoshes b'olam kan. But if that be the case, you don't need gimel tefachim, because as long as you had a little bit, say tefach or whatever, of royal of loa, then it's kilu, it's balu, and then it comes out. But there's another shita in Rishonim from the Rivash that Roy Levloa, that the din of Hamshacha. See, one pshat is Hamshacha means that it went into the karka, so it's ke'ilu, it came into the karka and come out, so it's no longer she'udim. The other pshat is the Rivash. The first pshat is the Mordechai. The other pshat is the Rivash. The Rivash's shita is that. That it's a din of three tefachim. It's not a din in royal of loa. It's a din that once you're three tefachim, so now you're no longer lovered, and now it's like you're no longer connected to the original. So Mamela, and then he mentioned Tainan, maybe he's telling him whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanim, but those are the two Mahalchim. Either that it's a din in you're trying to recreate the water, so to speak, or the din is that it's a din in distance. That if it's too distant from the original place, so then it's like ki'ilu, it's mufka from the original kli, so to speak. And Mimela, if you hold that it's a din in recreating, then you don't need, and that's the sheet of Roy Livloa, then you don't need three tfachim. But if you hold it's a din in the distance, then dafka you need three tfachim, but you don't need Roy Livloa. Right. It's only some sheet. Right. In other words, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, it just looks like piling on things. But so he conceptualizes and says, no, these are fundamental. They're two fundamental approaches. He explains here the Lundist. The two fundamental approaches are, well, how does Hamshacha work? Is it a din of Tchias Hamesim or is it a din of Richuk? And then the nafkamina would be that if you hold it's a din in Richuk, then you don't need royal law. But if you hold that it's a din in Tchias HaMesim, then you dafka need royal law. But you don't need three tvachim. because once it fell on the karka. So many years ago, I visited the Passaic mikveh many years ago. Rabbi Hirth from Passaic gave us a tour, myself, my chavrusa, Rabbi Yossi Prager. We saw a tour of the mikveh. So I think they're the only mikveh I can imagine in the world who builds a mikveh like this. That basically what they did was, when they poured the cement of the hamshacha, so they put, I think, a soda can there. So this way, on one tefach, the cement won't go. So then you'll have cement, which is a question whether that's good or not. But then you'll have one tefach of what? Karkamamish. Because when they were putting the cement, they put the soda can there, so it won't go on that. Then when everything dry, they remove the soda can, and now you have real karka. So this way, it's a lavdash cheshbon. Because if you're choshish that maybe cement is not royal of loa, right? But I don't need three tefachim royal of loa, so I have my one tefach of karka mamish. And if you need, and if you hold that it's a din of rechuk, so I have my rechuk. So b'manavshach, I get it. So that's how they so they build it with one tefach of karka mamish to fulfill the brisker rav's cheshbon. Because if you say that each shita agrees with the other, so if you hold three tefachim, the way we normally read it is, oh yeah, you need three tefachim, and you need this, and you need it. Just no, he's saying they're not just adding them. These are two different shitas. The shita that holds that, Dafka doesn't hold that, because that's the contribution of the brisker rav here. So that's how they built the mikveh there. Good. Now there's another concept, is the Shitas Haravid about Silonos Kefufim. One second. Yeah, what do you say here?
According to, I guess, to the approach that only the fire is three tefachim, and it has to, in order for that it would be separated from the kli, why does the dafka have to be on the ground? Meaning if it's like going, it's like pulling down the pipe or something. You know?
Oh, excellent question. So what if it's a din in the thing, so why does it have to? If it's did in distance, so it shouldn't have to be on the karka. Right, so there is shitas. Let's go back to that, the Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Enav shachmoz al gabi karka or gabi tzinor. Right? So it could be, it doesn't have to be. And you should know, I'll tell you something, that after that whole maisa took place, that they found out that the mikveh wasn't good for 10 years, so a big Talmud Chacham who was connected with that mikveh said that, you know, Mikir Din, it was probably was still good because of the Habshacha with the through the Tzinor.
The entire mikveh?
Right, so we don't, right, but at least, you know, and there are shitas that hold that even Shuvim Shiv Shikhua Kula is okay. The riff, whatever. So that was his, obviously you don't do that in Chathchila. I'll tell you a better story. What a better story? If you think this is a story, I'll tell you a better story. It was a mikveh, Nachum Rosen pointed out, it was a mikveh that was shuvim, so we'll learn it next time. So the women are tovel in the shuvim, they just do a hashaka to the megishamim. So the way it was built, in a way that the waters, they were off. The waters never connected. The waters never connected. So, so then it's what? It's like that case. Okay, it's a different heki temps of the same problem, but what makes it even more? This is gonna blow your mind. Ready for this? There were gerim that went to that mikvah for their gerus, who are no longer alive even. You follow what I'm saying? They're no longer alive, these gerim. So you have to say, you know, so like it's a funny thing. You lived your whole life as a Jew, and maybe the whole tefillah was not. You know, you can say whatever. I gave a shiur on Shavuos, on Kabbalah's mitzvahs, yes, but everyone agreed, you know, this far level of Kabbalah, this is that level of Kabbalah's mitzvah, but on the actual tefillah, that, yeah, everyone agrees you have to go to the mikvah. So they went to one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, who also said some svara, I think, but maybe with the Hamshacha type of thing. But, you know, it's like you live your life based on, your whole Yiddishkeit was based on Shuchokula, and the one thing about going to the mikvah, okay, you're dealing with an Issachari, so maybe according to the Rambam, it's only the Rabbanan anyway. But here is like his Etzem Yiddishkeit. That was in a different country, that story. Okay. But let me tell you two things. And then, really, three things. We have the mincha. Okay, I won't be too over. But you know what? There's another shita. You see, there's another shita that, like someone said to me once, you're not allowed to say. So we won't say it too loud. And that's the following. We assume, I told you this previously, that we assume in life, one of the assumptions that we have in Judaism is that all tap water is shuv. Except for a rabbi in San Francisco who, you know. And why do we assume that way? Because the Noda B'Yehuda is shuv. On page 13. The Noda B'Yehuda writes, and even though something that was made to be in the karka, or the shamish is a karka, is not mekabel tuma. Right? That's the Mishnayos in Kalim. Here on page 12. He says, like you have a door. When this door was manufactured, it was manufactured to be part of the building. So it's not mekabel tuma. But the finish of the Noda B'Yehuda is, it's not mekabel tuma, but if it's a receptacle, it's still shuvim. So the fact that it's also the shamish sakaka takes away, if it would be metal, it won't be, it should be mekabel tumah, it won't be mekabel tumah. But if it has a receptacle, it's still ma'am shuvim. Because there was clay gololim, clay avonim, is not mekabel tumah, but if water in it, it's shuvim. So the Noda B'Yehuda says that the concept of also the shamish sakaka is only a din of tumah, but it doesn't take away the base kibul of the kli. So therefore, if you have tap water that's coming from water tanks, it's still going to be shuvim. So that's how we fear. That's how we know it. He says, "I need tumah. My inyan shiva shatoy b'kli tav she'enu mekabel tumah." There's a difference between Shiva and Mekabalas Tumah. Those are two separate things. And also the Shabbos Shakarka is only a din that takes away Tumah, but doesn't take away the din Shuva. But there's a Shita of the Gedulei Tara. And this is, you know, you're not allowed to say it. It's a Gevaltik Sefer, Gedulei Tara. On page 16 and 17. So he writes, no, he thinks not that way. That something that's asoi l'shamish is a karka is not a din of shuvim. So it's considered like karka. It's like you have a ditch in the karka. So that's not shuvim. So not only it's not a din of, there's no kabbalas tumah, but what? It's not a clay kibul anymore either. It's karka. So mimela, it's not shuvim. So deep down in my heart, all those horror stories that I told you, I think the real saving grace is not the pipes of this Hamshacha thing. I think the real saving grace is the Gedulei Tara. Even though, you know, you're not allowed to say it. Because that's like, Because all mikvahs, what we're doing in the mikvahs, we're making hashakas. According to him, you don't have to make hashakas because the tap water is not Tamayim Shuvim. But that's Babal Taimer. You don't know how to say that.
Who is this?
Who?
This last.
Page 16. You do the Kaka. Menachem Mendel, Cargo. Could be. He was the. This is a classic sefer, but he writes this. This. He's chayav in the Yehuda. Does he bring the Noda Yehuda? Was he before the Noda? You have to check the years. No, he knows how to check the years. Moshe Dechter knows how to check the years. Huh? Menachem Mendel. You can look the same as Gedulei Tara. We'll see. Was he even before the Noda Yehuda? It might be even before the Noda Yehuda. No. No, no. Why don't you just look up on Gedulei Tara? Cool. Page 16. You see? And then look at the Noda Yehuda and see who came first. Not that it really matters, but just for the sake of. Okay, that's one thing. Okay? Then there's a famous sheet of the Ravid, page 19. I'll tell you that, I'll tell you a story, and then I'll tell you another couple of stories, and then we'll go to Mincha. The Ravid Shita is page 90. Am Avram betosefti meya hasilon kofuf kol shehu posel. So this is the story, and to tell you the truth, it's not clear what the Ravid really means to say. But this is what the Oilam says the Ravid means. And Rav Leib Malin has a famous piece in the Sefer. Leib Malin from the Beis HaTalmud. You know, he wasn't necessarily known for to be a poisek. He's a big Rosh Hashiva, a big Lamdan, but he has one famous piece on a tshuva on page 23. Tshuva binyani mikvos. Not bad. So this is the Ravid Shita is the way the Oilam says it over. A mikvah. So I told you, the water gathers on top and then goes into a pipe. That's not mekabel tuma. But the pipe can't have a receptacle in it. Right? So how does it get in? So the best way would be to make a pipe like this. It'll gather here, and then to make a pipe that turns the bend. Here's the edge of the roof, turns the bend. And then it accumulates in the basement here. But the writer says, the way Rav Leib Malin understood the writer, is whenever you have a seal on HaKofof, so it's also no receptacle here. But he says that anything that's curved, what's the idea of a receptacle? Receptacle means it holds something. He says if it changes the direction of the water, that's also a receptacle. And therefore, if you have a silon hakofof, so then the water that goes through it, according to the Rive, it may be Mayim Shuvim. So if you want to be machmir for this, so then how do you have a problem? But this would be the easiest way. And the old mikvos, like what Ron pointed out, the old mikvos were usually built with the seal on the kofof. In fact, there was a story in a certain community. I'm trying to be as... anonymous is there was a mikvah in a certain community. I think it might have been even like a Friday night mikvah. You know, the communities have
the communities have Friday night mikvahs. Because it's some of the communities are big communities, and it's a schlep to go to the regular. During the week, you drive a car, you get there.
But Friday night mikvah not so complete.
Yeah, so Friday night mikvah, they make a bare minimum mikvah. Some of the kabbad mikvahs, somebody said it to me from a certain rabbi that a kabbad mikvah you use Friday night, but you shouldn't use the rest of the week. I don't agree with that. If it's good Friday night, then it's good the rest of the week. If it's not good, it's sort of like the people, if I'll eat in your house the rest of the year, I'll go to your house on Pesach also. If I won't go the rest of the year, then I won't go on Pesach. But if I'll go the rest of the year, I'll go on Pesach too. Some people have a minhag, they don't eat outside of their homes. I don't have that minhag. Again, only somebody who... Yeah, the Rashab, yeah, but that's next, he comes next week. That's the whole I think the Rashab, is a very good, but I'm not going to get to it today because I have too many things to do. It's a separate package. So this is this is the best way for, so there was a certain mikvah that was built this way, and you know how it works. Somebody starts learning mikvahs in Kollel. Somebody starts learning mikvahs in Kollel, and then they don't know anything about Paschal Shilas, and then they make a big tumble. Mm-hmm. That's how things work. So somebody saw this mikvah that had a tzilo and a kofel, and he starts making problems. He goes, hey, Baba! And the big Rabbanim, who are more Haroa, were not so... And they made a whole big tumult about this. The whole... One of my friends is a Rav in that community, so he attended the meeting, and he said, oh, you're going against the Raivin. It's only Rav Leib Malin's pshat in the Raivin. The Divrei Chaim had a different pshat in the Raivin. It's not so... But because this is the... So there's a certain community. So they wanted to be machmir for the rabbi. So what did they do? But the rabbi is the best way to build the seal and kofel, because the water collects on top, but you have to get it to go into the base. So this is the best way. So the other way to do it, what this community did, is like this. Don't do a seal and a kofel, just the water will gather, and then you'll have a pipe, not to the side of the building, in the building. And then the water will just gather here and it'll go to the basement. It won't be a seal, and it's not a seal and a kofel. It's a straight pipe. So what's the problem with this? So this way, they were mocking me not to use the right of seal and a kofel, right? Because the Raivin Pasul is according to the Raivin Leib Malin explained the Raivin. But the problem was like this. You know what the problem was? Then they couldn't rent the apartments because no one wanted a pipe in the middle of their living room. So it was hard to... So they lost money on the building because now they're using the whole building just for a mikvah and they don't have... they were machmir Silan Kofel, so they do one pipe, so it shouldn't be Kofel. But if you do one pipe over here, on the side of the building, so how's the water going to get there? Right? In other words, if you just have a building here, and you have the pipe over here, but how's the water going to get there? Understand? So you do a seal and a Kofel, but you don't want to do a seal and a Kofel, so then you make a pipe in the middle. Awesome. So Rav Nachum Rosenberg said to me, he had a chap. And with this chap, he saved this community so much money because now they were able to rent out the whole, the floors. And his chap was like this. Have a building like this.
So don't make a seal of a kafa. Do like this. Have two pieces like this. Have a pipe like this, an open pipe. Right? Then have another pipe with a hole in it. This is pipe one, this is pipe two.
So it's not the same thing as sealing a kafa?
No, one second. So it's two separate pipes. So each one is a separate, it's not one, you can't say it's a, and then this pipe goes into this, so the water will go in here, and drop down here, but it's not a seal on a kofa, because it's not, a seal on a kofa means you have to have a receptacle that, here you have, you just have two different things that you put one in the other, and that was his Eitzah. And one of the big rabbanim there accepted his Eitzah, and they built it this way, and then they were able to rent out or whatever the whole building, and they got so much money.
That's all the world when you knew.
What's up?
I met him this week, not my husband. So we want this story. Okay.
All the stories. I don't give the air. You want to say, I can tell you maybe things privately. But in the United States. Yeah. It was his Eitzah.
The Helmets of the Lord is
Eitzah? Yeah. Look. The Helmets
of the Lord
is Eitzah? Yeah, let me tell you the Helmets of he lived in Detroit, he lived in
Cleveland.
He was a Rav, a Hasidisha, a little man, a little short little man. And he... I'm sorry for taking. I hope this is worthwhile. Well done, Mikhail. I apologize, but and he was a big mikvah person all over the world. His name was Hananya Yontef Lipa Deutsch. That's his name. And he was known for his chumras in mikvahs, like his chumras. So one day, lo and behold, I'm in the fifth floor of the library here, and all of a sudden the elevator door opens and two people walk out.
Two?
The Helmetzer Rebbe, this man, and Rabbi Israel Miller. Rabbi Israel Miller?
Oh,
Rabbi David Miller's father. David Miller, he was here, you know David Miller. He's from, lives in Eretz Israel. He came here for 2 years.
Yeah.
His father was the vice president of YU under Dr. Lamb. So he was bringing him to the library. So then I saw David Miller at some time in the future. I asked, what was going on? Are you bringing the Helmets of Rebbe? Why was he here? So the Helmets of Rebbe, he wrote these Mishnayos, Perish on Mishnayos and Mikvos, like 20 volumes. So the Helmetzer Rebbe was entitled to reparations from the Nazi Germany. So he, and Dr. Israel Miller was one of the big people involved in giving out the money and the reparations. So he was getting the money to be able to print this farm. And that's why, so once he was here, he showed him the library. So that was the story.
So why?
It's a long time ago.
So why not have this chokmah to do this? Make it from two pieces.
Because you gotta realize, like another Rav said, in the old days they didn't wear the blade malin. That was a new. But you just use seal on a kofef, and they didn't hold from this chumra. Because pashtus is, it means that it's a receptacle, and that's it. This is not a receptacle. It's just changing the direction of the so, and it's not so posh that and the truth of Rebbe Lein Malin is because the point is, like, you want to redirect the water because you want the water to get in a certain place. That gufa is it's called the face kibble. That's how we learn. Okay, now, so that's the seal on a kafuf, and there was one more thing I wanted to show you fellas, and then we could stop this time. we could call it a mikvah, call it a day. So I'll tell you another story. So this is the story. One of my Talmidim was in a... Again, let's leave out all the communities, all the names. He was in a community. He was involved there with the mikvah, etc. So one day, the janitor in the community means well. He wants to clean up the mikvah. So he sees all the dirty water. So he drains it all out. He drains it all out. Because the megisham stay there for a long time. They became dirty. The Mayim Shuvim, which is Hushak, that's what that gets changed all the time. That's clean. But he thought, well, it was dirty water. So basically, he took away the whole mikvah. He meant well, but he passed off. He took away the whole, well, the megisham. And now this was a community that, so it's going to take time. It wasn't a mikvah near another mikvah. It was in Chupetzville, you know. Chupetzville. Thornton. What? These days everything's on, goes the whole world knows. Like, you take a picture at a chasana with somebody, then the whole world sees. Okay. So what's the eshta? How do you build a mikvah overnight? So you can daven with a lot of kavanah, mashiv haruach, but you're not going to get 40 so. What about the lady who needs the mikvah tonight? Yeah, but if the whole thing was, say they drained out the board tefillah, probably. Yeah. Or else. Right. So they were. So page 8 says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Laman Aleph. Mikvah Shalom Shehiglid Tohar Mishum Leiv Shalom Nimuku Koshel Hakos Laman Aleph. So there's a Tosefta that's quoted. And this is like this. What if you turn, you take mayim from the faucet, which is mayim shuvim, according to another Yehuda. So that you can do in a second. Turn on the faucet. And then you freeze it, and then it melts. So the shaila is, does that take away the din shuvim? And then have a mikvah. So there's a big machlokes. The Shach learns that the shuvim become from shachazul biyolchim omeg shama ayin dalim the Shach umutum lepol behem. But others say, the Gra and others say, no, that's not what the Tosefta means. It means like this. If you have Mayim Shuvim, we said before, if you start, and then you freeze it, it's not kosher. It's neutral. So now, make Shuvim fall on that, it's not considered you have make Shuvim that's coming after Mayim Shuvim. But it's only if then it rains 40 Sa'avar. In other words, according to the Shach and others, no, now it's kosher water. And you have your, so, but according to the others, the Gra and others, kosher hakvasame means that after the 40 saw is frozen and melts, so now it's not shuvim, but it's not sherim either. And now it has to remain another 40 saw, and then you'll be okay. So then you don't have your instant mikvah. So this Rav from my Talmud, he was the smoker of Shechter or Sokolovsky, whatever. So this Rabbanim were giving him eitzes maybe to do that. But Lemaisa, it was like a supernatural thing that they had a rainstorm, and he didn't even have to use this, and they didn't need to use this. There was another Maisa, as I heard from Rav Nachum Rosenberg. there was a community that had a mikveh, and they didn't realize on the roof there was like, you know, like a plastic thing that like you sometimes you put when you buy a new couch or a new chair, an upholstery, you put plastic on it, so it's on. So there was plastic on the roof of the mikveh, and they were choshed that maybe that water was going onto that plastic. It had like a. So it was, there was a chashash that that's called shuvim. So so they had a empty at the mikveh. So now, now this was not in a place where there weren't other mikvehs, but the nature of that community was that if the people won't have the regular mikveh to go to that they used to, they might not go to the mikveh. So they asked Rav Avadia Yosef, could they rely on this halacha? I mean, the kulatzad, assuming that is good. So he told them they could rely, but he says once the rainy season starts again, then they had to go over. Then you got to use the. But he let them use it temporarily for that. In the Sefer Pri Chaim, Tankerov, right? The Tankerov, Chaim Elazar Friedman, the son of the previous Tanker, Rav Moshe Bick's son-in-law. So he wrote a. Those that went to Gush, you know, Rav Ezra Bick from Gush is his nephew, is Rav Bick's nephew. Yeah, so Rav Moshe Bick was a posek in the Bronx, in the Bar Park. He grew up in Mezhbezh, and you know that's where the Baal Shem. But he grew up in the, that was where the Baal Shem Tov was from, Mezhbezh. But Yossi first told me, but he was in the Ashkenazish Kehila in Mezhbezh. What? Yosef first. No. He learns in the Mir. They're from Silver Spring. So he's in the Mir. He's a young fellow. Okay. So he was from the Ashkenazish Kehila in Mezhbezh. We didn't realize that it was an Ashkenazish Kehila. Rav Bick came to Bar Park, it became more. I was told that the shul in the Bronx was Nusach Ashkenaz. It's only when they came to Bar Park that they became Sfarad. Because if you want to attract people in Bar Park, you have to daven Nusach Sfarad. In the Bronx, you can daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So Rav Bick, you know, in the old days, they used to write postcards to the Ravachavar. And he would give you a psak. Mm-hmm. So Rav Bick wrote a shaila to the Ragged Shavah about Shuvim Sheiglidu, whether he can rely on it. And the Ragged Shavah was machmer. It's interesting, the Ragged Shavah has such a, you know, his psak halacha was very different than, you know, the Ragged Shavah basically, he stopped at the Rambam and Nosei Kalev. Anybody after the Rambam and Nosei Kalev was not in his, yeah. In other words, he paskin based on Shas, Rambam, Tosefta, Yerushalmi, no say Kalim of the, but that's it. Like Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, Taz, that was not in his purview. And but people, but he was b'shaita. Now he's not known as, you know, like for Psak Halach, it's not the safer that people are going to, even though it's a goinus. Anything he says is goinus.
So
we have the letter. Rabbi Friedman printed the Ragachava's letter to Rav Bick in the Sefer Pri Chaim, and he was machmir. I asked Rabbi Friedman once if he knew the whole story, what was the whole maise, but he didn't understand what I was saying, or he didn't know what the particular story was. But this tells you he was looking to be Mekel. Whether he could be Mekel and Shuvim Shiglidu, and the Ragachava told him no. But other people, even Rabbi Friedman said, sometimes Mekel for Shuvim, like the cases I just gave you. That Shasatrak. But again, there's some Shitas that hold that that's not what the Tosefta meant. But it's still an interesting Shaila. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we have milcha now? Do we have minyan? Perkoch, the minyan?
I think the
tzimtzum. The tzimtzum. All you need is a minyan, but tzimtzum. You need more than 10 people for a minyan. And you know, we...